Welcome back to A Work in Progress. This is Georgia.
My name's Victor.
And my name's Brady. So, don't really have a set topic to talk about today, but I don't know. How is everyone feeling with back to school, seeing as we're done with the first grading period?
I'm already over it. I'm not going to lie. I already have senioritis, and it's been, like, not even half of a semester, so.
Yeah, same. I, like, want to have senioritis, but I still have stuff to do.
Yeah.
So, like, I can't. But, like, I do have it, so it's, like, I'm just constantly stressed about, like, stuff that I'm not doing.
I am constantly thinking about the fact that I'm leaving in less than a year, and most of the stuff I do right now, I mean, it'll matter, sure, but, like, does it really matter? So I'm just kind of, I've kind of been freeballing, I'm not going to lie. Like, if I want to do something, I just YOLO it, and it's honestly been working in my favor, I'm not going to lie.
That's so funny, because remember last year when we were also filming A Work in Progress with Emmy, she said the exact same thing about her senior year. She was like, everything was just like, I can deal with it later. Like last year, got to make it fun. But do you guys think senior year is harder? Like the hardest year of high school?
No.
I think, for me, yes.
Maybe.
Like the first, like, because like you, I don't know, I was told like senior year would be easy, but like if you keep like the same like course load that you have in like junior year, which like most people do, then you're going to be like submitting your college apps in the first 2 months at the same time as you'll be like doing whatever you're doing like junior year. So it's like, I don't think it's, like, incredibly, because junior year was really hard for me, but, like, I don't think, like, senior year is, like, easier in any way. I don't think it's terribly harder, though.
I don't think it's easier. I do think that course selection has a lot to do with how easy your schedule is or how easy your, like, workload is. I'm taking AP Gov and Econ Honors. I'm in Econ right now, so I'm chilling right now. Mm-hmm. I'm taking creative writing. Just fun. AP Statistics, Philosophy, Ceramics, and Elgato. Like, I have a fun group of classes, so I'm just chilling.
Nice English classes.
Yeah.
Because you have philosophy and creative writing.
Yeah.
But you're also doing Elgato, so you're doing, like, a lot of writing, I guess.
It's a lot of writing.
Yeah, what are you majoring in? Oh, wait, no.
Business economics.
Yeah, okay.
Throw back to the last episode.
Not very compatible if you have so much, like, writing.
Yeah, but I just want to kind of get my writing out of my system. Not out of my system, but, like, I enjoy writing.
So have fun with it, like, while you can before college. Yeah,
exactly.
I don't know. I feel like everyone says, like, you can't really drop the ball as much as people say they can senior year because you still have to, like, kind of prove to colleges that you're keeping up and you're not just, like, slacking.
Only if you ED, you have to submit your senior year thing, I'm pretty sure. Your senior year transcript.
No, if you, like, do anything early, you don't have to, right?
Oh, I have no idea.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think they still looked at
you. But it's like, even so, like, you can still get, like, grades that aren't, like, straight A's.
And still do well and still get into whatever college. Grades are not all that matter for college.
Well, yeah, but that's just because everybody has good grades now.
Yeah.
So it's like, it doesn't mean you can just, like, care about them.
We're all just so smart.
Like, I mean, like, the college apps, like, I feel like it's, like, a little random.
Oh, facts.
Half of it is, like, how good your application is, and half of it might be, like, random.
I think it really comes down to your essay, honestly. Just, like, if you can prove that you're unique enough.
I would hate being a college, like, admissions
person. Actually, I think I would love it. It sounds like a lot of fun. You gotta, like, decide the fate of, yeah.
I kind of stand.
Yeah, it would be very interesting.
No cap.
I wouldn't like that. Because it's like, I don't know, like, what if you, like, kind of like a person and then you just realize, like, you're deciding, like...
Yeah, I don't know. Imagine if, like, jury duty a bit. Like, you're just, like, having to, like, sentence people to their future.
Facts.
But you have, like, it's just you. Like, I feel like jury duty, there's, like, 8 other people that you can, like, talk to.
That's, like, a pretty big admissions board, right?
Yeah,
you, like, discuss it, don't you?
Yeah.
Let's talk about something other than college.
Yeah, I know. A little bit stressful. How's everyone feeling after the coral cold has...
I still have it. Yeah. If you hear us all sniffling, it's because we have the coral cold.
I cannot get rid of a cold. Like, when
it just stays. It just stays.
I had it for a week. It went away for like 2 days and it came back right after.
I have been coughing so much.
Yeah.
This is terrible, so gross. Sinuses, bro.
It's like...
Do you guys like always have that thing where one nostril is like completely clear and the other one is stuffed?
Yes. It's the worst.
So annoying. And I use like the Afrin spray, but you're not supposed to use it for like too long.
Yeah.
So I'm off of it right now because like otherwise like I won't be able to like unstuff my nose.
You savage.
No. Everyone's sick right now. Like everyone's out of my classes and stuff, but I guess this is like what happens. But
I have to like wait till someone else is, like coughs until I can like cough in class.
You're such a freak for that.
I'll never
sneeze
in class. Either.
Why? I always
sneeze. I always have to sneeze. Yeah.
It's so fun.
Really?
And then everyone goes, "Bless you." I'm like, "Oh, thank you so much."
I feel like particles go on everyone else and stuff.
You just go like this. You cover your Otherwise, that whoever doesn't cover their freaking mouth and nose when they sneeze. Disgusting.
Gross. Yeah.
Or when you cough.
You just should.
I think this like saying "bless you" is like the cutest thing that humans do. Bless you. Like that's just so cute. Like you're just like wishing good health for people.
Bless you. It's because your heart's.
What's like the sickest you guys have ever gone to like school?
Oh,
I have no idea. I don't know.
I think I've
gone with a fever once, like to do like a test.
I've never missed school unless it was for sports.
I don't know.
My sister used to.
I feel like probably in like. Oh, sorry.
My sister used to like just skip a class like whenever she felt like it.
For fun. Yeah. That's like me.
That's terrifying. I couldn't do that.
Yeah, like I could never do that.
You know what I just got deja vu to that I miss so much? Watching the Polar Express in elementary school.
Yeah.
Yes.
Elementary school was way cool. Remember we used to celebrate the 100th day of school?
Yeah.
Did you guys do that? Yeah. Dude, we were having a good time.
Elementary school was so fun.
Honestly, I wish that we kept the same structure for high school. Like,
I wish.
Just because we're older doesn't mean we don't want to have that kind of fun.
I miss elementary school, dude.
Like, did you guys ever do the thing on, like, what's it called? St. Patrick's Day, where, like, you'd leave the room and they'd, like, trash it. And then.
Yeah.
The little leprechauns.
No, you'd go to, like, play. You'd go to, like, dance or, like, play. Like, dodgeball in like the cafeteria, and then you came back, and then it's like, oh my gosh, the leprechauns came.
I was like, they can't keep getting away.
No, we missed them again.
How is nobody watching? It's like the one day every time.
Really had us fooled.
And like, yeah, my mom was like on like the like with the parents that would like trash the room, and I was like, what happened?
Mom, why did you do anything?
Why are you even here?
That's funny.
And then we had like a party where we ate green eggs. Did you guys ever?
Oh my gosh! Yes.
And I literally ate green eggs because like, the whole point.
No
was
way.
It's like Valentine's Day. Like everyone got a little card. And you made cards for all your classmates.
Cards for everyone. It was the cutest
was
thing
so
ever.
Sweet.
Yeah.
And then we had like hot chocolate parties for the Polar Express. And
yes.
You showed up in your jammies.
Yes. With like marshmallows
ever, like, Easter
and all that.
Easter what?
Like, did we do anything for Easter?
I don't think we did.
I don't think so because it was like a Christian
religious holiday. Yeah.
Yeah, well, Christmas is a religion.
Yeah, but it's like more like Santa Claus.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess. Did you guys do like the pockets and Valentine's Day? Did you guys do like the pocket? Like,
yeah, like creating like a little mailbox.
What elementary school did you
go to? Van Meter.
I went to Dave's up until second grade, and then I went to Van Meter.
Van Meter was so dope. I loved Van Meter. Okay, well.
Well. Gonna end on note.
ending on a note, period.
Of nostalgia, yes.
Thank you for listening to A Work in Progress. This has been Georgia,
Victor,
and Bridie.
We'll see you probably soon. Honestly, this was kind of fun.
Honestly, bring it back.
Okay, goodbye.